Philadelphia and other local governments with anti-discrimination laws that protect the LGBT community are watching the U.S. Supreme Court's cake shop case closely. Lawyers for a Colorado cake shop owner and the state's Civil Rights Division argued before the court today over whether a bakery can refuse to make a cake for a same-sex couple. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, if the justices side with the shop owner, civil rights advocates fear it will imperil LGBT protections.
After making her case before the high court, lawyer Kristen Wagner said her client, baker and Christian conservative Jack Phillips, has the First Amendment right to express his creativity through baking and the right not to.
Jack Phillips loves and serves everyone, and that same religious faith that inspires him also ensures that he doesn't create cakes that express messages that violate his conscience.
But if the court sides with Phillips, advocates worry it will start to erode LGBT protections everywhere, since the LGBT community is not a federally protected class. Jonathan Lovitz is the Philadelphia-based senior vice president at the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce.
You know, right now I could be married in 50 states, but I could still be fired in over 25 of them simply for putting my partner's photo on my desk. Now add to that the additional fear of discrimination in publicly accessible workplaces and stores and restaurants.
Philadelphia receives around 20 complaints of workplace discrimination from the LGBT community every year. But Philadelphia's laws protect those residents from discrimination and hate crimes. The city's Commission on Human Relations enforces those laws. And its director, Rue Landau, says if Baker Phillips wins, Philadelphia's protections won't automatically go away, but it won't be long before a conservative group challenges them, and the argument would have real ammunition.
If the court does find in favor of the baker, they're basically finding a constitutional right to discriminate, and it would open the door for any business to claim an exemption from state and local civil rights laws.
Meanwhile, Wagner, the baker's lawyer, says if the court rules in favor of Colorado, it will mean suppressing the civil right of expression. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.